Hello, you're listening to Mr. Enoot, and, well, this is a podcast about, whatever comes to Mr. Enoot's mind, I would guess. I might read out of a book, or some type of, mental health, or something like that. Well, I don't have a license to practice, mental health, but sometimes some good thoughts come from, people. I mean, doctors are people too, but they gotta follow laws and regulations, and, you know, they just can't say something, that they want. They have to kind of go by a guideline, but Mr. Enoot don't. So what I'm talking about today is negative thoughts. And I had about, I must have had about 15 of them right out of bed. I woke up. My room's about 12 by 15, and the heat was on, and it comes on automatically. Oh, but it comes on all right. It's like the song, "The Heat Is On." The heat is on. Because, you know, I wake up in the morning, and I mix humor with health, too. So, when Miss Tina wakes up in the morning, and the heat's blasting about 100 degrees in here. So, I had to put the air conditioner on all night. Well, and the other night, I had to open up the window, too. It makes it for a nice mix. Even with the window open, it's still, the heat's still in here, and it doesn't bother anybody else that's here. So, but Mr. Enoot's already had some negative thoughts. He's afraid to leave his bedroom today. I don't know what's outside the bedroom door since I woke up with negative thoughts like this. So I might go lay down and try to think some positive thoughts again. But automatically the negative ones came shooting at me. As soon as I opened my eyes, I'm laying there in bed and I start thinking about the heat. I hear people raking leaves. The sun was out, then it starts to get cloudy. Feeling all bad thoughts about stuff like that. Miss Tina, that's a little unhealthy, don't you think? Well, this is only my second podcast, and I've been on the internet quite a long time. I got my name, Miss Tina, from YouTube, right? Many years ago when I was a computer illiterate until 2009. Because, you know, back in the 80s when I was in my 20s and stuff, the 90s, Miss Cena didn't have a computer, and it was just about turning the workforce into computer related, and I remember getting upset. I'm never gonna do, look at those people with those phones, I'm never gonna do that. Never gonna do that, those computers. And now Miss Cena said, one day, I gotta get a computer. So I went to the store, and I think it was around 2009, maybe? I said, I gotta get it myself a computer. I went and got the computer, and oh boy, I had to learn everything by calling the tech support and actually pulling my hair out, you know, with ADHD, I think, you know, all the symptoms. I have all the symptoms of ADHD. So now I have the YouTube channel, and I got fascinated by, I can make a video of myself? Really? So, I was hooked on a webcam and YouTube, so I started saying to myself, I can make my own TV show? So Mr. Eno got a chair, and he sat down in the basement with the lamp on, and created this little TV show called Mr. Eno. But it's not a professional TV show, though. But I had 40,000 fans. Ain't that something? And Well, something happened where I deleted it, or it got deleted with the email. I'm not sure exactly. So, I had to make up a YouTube name, so I spelled my name backwards. My name's Mr. Dunn. So, Mr. Enid, I don't know, some people call me Mr. Enid, Mr. Anud, but I pronounce it Mr. Enid. So, that's my last name. Dunn, Dunne. And so you spell it Ennud. And I had a lot of views. People loved it. There was people watching it and stuff like that, and I started to learn a little, like how to make siren noises on there with my computer, and I had the microphone out, and kind of trying to be creative. Is what you have to do when it's like the only thing that you can possibly do sometimes, you know? So, I believe so, right? I mean, if you're just sitting there bored out of your mind and laying in your bed, and what are you gonna do? So you figure trying to figure something out. Some people read a book. I no longer watch TV. I can't watch TV. I can't read a book. I have those ADHD symptoms where if I sit down and read a book, I suck. Have to kick my legs, and I get all fidgety, and it's just too distracting, you know. I've seen who tried the medicine for it, but it keeps you awake too long. I can't take that. I took the pills that the pills that someone had given me, professional. And I tried to comply with it, but Miss Enid couldn't take staying awake. My legs started to go out from under me. I was awake for 5 days. I can't take that. I need a good night's sleep, or my back muscles can't go to sleep. My legs. Oh boy. So that was it. So now I wake up. I'll get back to the room today. I wake up in this hot box. I swear to God, this room is on fire. It could be 120 degrees in here. I could have died if I'd had the air conditioner on, I think. Well, I believe it, right? Well, anyway, this is Mistina without any visual, and it's just this character voice that I created when I was on the YouTube channel. And well, what's wrong with this voice? I Missina likes this voice, don't you think? Well, this is a podcast, don't you know? And I always mix humor with health, you know? And today I'm gonna give you my thoughts on negative thinking. And I could prove it. Like, when I woke up this morning, I had all automatic negative thoughts, okay? They just shoot at me like I'm standing in front of a firing range, and all these negative thoughts are coming flowing at me, flowing at me, flowing at me. And you could think of it like that, but who knows where they're coming from? If they're flowing at me, or flowing from under me, or around me, or what? You know. But to open up your eyes, and I had all negative thoughts. Say, one of them is I wanted to go to a concert tonight, but it's far away. Not too far, but it's about an hour. But with the traffic to that area of the state, it's not too far. It's only about 46 miles. It takes like 3 hours to get there with the traffic. So I start thinking of all of these negative things instead of getting my ass up out of the bed, into the shower and into the car, and getting up there, and that would be the positive thing to do. But no, I'm sitting here saying, well, I gotta go get coffee. The window, the people are raking the leaves. Oh, I don't want to look out the window. It looks like it's cloudy out there. Another depressing looking day outside. Oh, the landscapers didn't get here yet. And they gotta, you know, get the leaves all off the grass. And I have to get my car washed. And it's all negativity. Stuff like that, you know. I certainly didn't wake up saying, oh, it's such a beautiful day. Oh, the temperature in the room is just perfect. Hey, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go get that concert ticket and go up there and drive that 46 miles. I don't care if I get caught in 4 hours of traffic. I don't care if it rains or there's a hurricane or a tornado. Oh, boy. Oh, those leaves could stay on the ground for all I care. Let them pile up. They'll disappear in the wind anyway when March gets here. Oh, boy. You know, when March comes, the March winds will blow all the leaves all over the place. And the landscapers will be here anyway and clean it all up when the spring comes. Oh, boy. Well, there you mix a little humor with some mental health, and well, I hope you like it. And let me tell you something. I don't have a license for it, but a lot of times the best way to go is some self help along with professional help, and to get rid of your anxious thoughts and all your bad thoughts and your moods. Oh, Miss Enid's in the mood swing. I don't know what's going to happen if I go out this door right now. I don't want anybody to even say hello to me. I'm going to go out the bedroom door. I could fall down the steps. The way it worked today, it could be. I'm going, and you know what? I just thought about it. I'm going to lay back down again until I feel better. Well, signing out, Miss Enid.